Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so glad that you're with me today. So thankful that you're taking the time out to study the Word of God. These podcasts are designed to only be 4 to 6 minutes most of the time. And that's because you could just use them through a couple of lights on the street, just listen to them on the way and getting a verse of the Bible in you that you can ponder and think about all day long or even through the week. And so that's what they're designed for. And pray that it will inspire you to read the scriptures on your own. The Holy Spirit is our true teacher, and he can teach you as easily as he can me when you submit yourself to him. We go to him in prayer as we start this study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to come to you again today with your word in our hands, or at least on our minds, and we are ready to receive from you again. We know that it's by your word that you give us instruction for life, and you've given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into that truth. I ask you to empower us to live according to the truth that we learn, and that you will open our eyes and ears and our hearts and minds to receive that which you have for us today. We bless you again. We thank you for your word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Another Parable from Jesus. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 6. The apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." And in chapter 10 and verse 6 of his book, John shared how Jesus spoke another parable unto them, where we read, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them." The verse reads, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them." John began with the words, "this parable," which means the following earthly story with a heavenly meaning, spoke Jesus unto them, or uttered, declared, and proclaimed Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, to the people listening to him. John shared how Jesus began to share another earthly story with a heavenly meaning with the people who surrounded him. The verse goes on to say, "but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them." John continued with the words, "but they understood not," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the people who surrounded Jesus did not perceive or discern what things they were, or the meaning of the acts, deeds, and illustrations which he spoke to them, which means that Jesus uttered, declared, and proclaimed to the listening audience. John shared how the people who were listening to Jesus did not perceive what he was telling them. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus used another parable to share with the people. Because these were earthly stories with a heavenly meaning, the people did not understand what Jesus was saying. Jesus used these shock and awe examples to allow people to know about the kingdom of God. And as we study his words, let us remember Jesus came to the world to save sinners from the penalty of death. And because he died upon the cross and rose from the dead 3 days later, he's the only person who can grant eternal life to those who believe and trust in him. Let all who read and hear these words carefully examine the parable of Jesus and yield their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.